This track, I will introduce the impact process that I wrote about in my book, Hey, That's My Idea, and that you can apply to not only your event idea, but to any idea that you have. I use the mnemonic impact because when I talk to my clients, when I talk to my students, and I ask them, why do you want to implement your idea? And this is any idea. Why do you want to implement the idea that you have? Why are we going to work together to help you do that? Their answer is either to make money, to impact their, to influence their community, to do something for the good of humankind, many different answers. But their primary answer is, or the, all the answers end up being, they want to make an impact on something, an impact on their family, on their communities, on themselves, on their coworkers. Is to make an impact. And so I developed the system using the mnemonic impact, and there are six stages to this system, to this process. What this will give you, and I'm going to overview the six steps, the six stages of the impact process here. I'm going to actually take you through the first three stages of the process, the I, the M, and the P, in the rest of this program. So impact, and you'll see, you can see the reference sheet for impact on page 11 of your reference guide, and you'll see the letters written out for you or defined for you. So real quickly, because you can read, and in case you're not looking at this, like you're listening to this in your car, the I stands for initiate your idea. Initiate your idea. This is not getting an idea. We're not talking creativity and innovation here. You already have ideas. In fact, you may have too many of them. So initiate your idea is doing the brain dump, getting the idea, the details out of your head so that you can move forward with those details. And so many times those details or the multiple ideas you have are where you're stuck. We can get you through the first two stages, especially of this impact process. You will be amazed at how of the clarity that you get and how much momentum you regain or you gain to move forward with your idea. So I is initiate your idea. And that's where you get clarity about your idea. The M is mold your message. That's where you take inventory of all of the details that come out of your head, and you organize them. You find some structure to all of the details so that you can do something with these details and create an implementation plan to move forward with your idea. So the M stage, the mold your message, is where you start to see ahas. It's where you start to see patterns and detail and structure to your details, idea details. The P is plot your strategy. Plot your strategy. This is where you will actually lay out your implementation strategy, your plan for taking action. The A is attention, command it. Once you've laid out your implementation plan, you then need to communicate your idea and communicate your implementation strategy to other people so that you get them on board to help you with your idea. Well, in order to get them to hear you, to listen to you, you need to get their attention first. And so the A is where you learn to grab their attention. The C is communicate for action, where I cover communication skills, characteristics of being a good communicator. That includes speaking, that includes writing, that includes listening, includes giving presentations. So it's really the place where you learn how do you communicate your messaging about your idea to other people. And then the T stands for terminate assertively. That is where you do the closes, the asks. So the sales close type of concept, where for everybody that you're communicating with in terms of your idea, there's a reason for it. This is where the terminate assertively is where you do the asking for support for your idea and being specific. It's where you do the asking for, will you be my caterer? It's where you do the asking for, help me build my budget. It's the ask kids for a week so that I can plan, so that I can take care of what I need to take care of to make my idea reality. So the T is the ask, where you ask assertively for what you want. So that's a really high level overview of the impact process. If you look at it conceptually, getting the ideas that you have in your head, first of all, you need to capture the details. Capture the details. And this is not a one-time process. This might take place over time, but you capture the details. You then work through clarifying and structuring those details to get some kind of an organization to your ideas, thoughts. Then you work through the strategy for implementing that structure. Because when you see a structure, you then start to see, oh, this is what needs to come first, what needs to come second, which is translates to this is what I need to do to implement my idea. Then you need to communicate what you've planned and communicate your idea to other people in many different ways, writing, speaking, presentations. So you communicate your idea, and in your communications, you ask people for what you want them to do. So that's the conceptual overview of the impact process. Again, the process is laid out on page 11 of this accompanying reference guide. You can also download a copy of this reference card for the impact process so that you can carry it with you. You can reduce the size so that you can carry it in your notebook or in your wallet. And I give you the download link on page 11 of the accompanying reference sheet. That is the overview of the impact process, and the impact process gives you a system that gives you structure and accountability so that you have a repeatable process that you can apply not only to the idea for this event for which you got this audio program, but you can apply it to any idea that you have. That completes this audio track, the overview of the impact process.